Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show. Sign Guy and QT with you once again. And I'd like to kick things off right away. I believe our guest has joined us. Welcome to the show, Ray Lynn.
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well. Well, this happens to be your first time on our show, so we are going to give you the first timer's question to start. What got you into the professional wrestling industry?
Oh, I've never answered this one before. Well, I grew up with all guy cousins. They always watched wrestling, and we always wrestled each other when I was younger, and that was always fun. Through high school and everything, though, I quit watching wrestling for a really long time. Like, I think I quit watching wrestling probably from, like, middle school till about the time I was 20. I started working at this bar, and I was a bartender, and these guys used to come in on Monday nights, and they would make me put on wrestling, and I was like, oh, do we really have to watch this? And, like, I watched this when I was a kid. We're, like, too old for this. Well, needless to say, I ended up really, really enjoying it, and I got back into it, watching it a lot, and I was like, well, why don't I do this? So I saved up money, and I moved down to OVW, and I started training.
Now, OVW has a very, very good reputation as far as turning out quality wrestlers. Had you researched OVW quite a bit before you went there to find the perfect fit for you, or was OVW just the school that you wanted to go to and you got there and it fit you?
Well, I did my research, and I knew, like, the stars that they produced and the quality of, like, what they put out. So I looked at it as, like, you would go to a college. You wouldn't want to go to a bad college and not get a good education. So, I mean, if I was going to spend money on it, I was going to do it right. So that's why I chose OVW.
Now, I don't want to start any controversy or anything like that, but a few weeks ago, we had Dylan Bostic on this program. You might have heard of him before.
Yeah.
And he had the audacity to state that when you refereed a match, I believe involving Dylan Bostic, he said you were the worst guest referee of all time. Can you dispute
that? I would say. God, was I awful. I didn't get it at all. I think I asked him, do I tell them to ring the bell? I really had no idea what I was doing.
So Dylan was right on that.
Yeah, he totally was.
I was shocked when he said it. I figured you couldn't be that bad, because I've seen some pretty horrible ones.
And then, like, times that.
I once saw a special guest referee try to count a pinfall when the wrestler was on her stomach. So, I don't think you're that bad.
I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad. I at least count to three right.
Some people struggle with that. I've seen it.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I at least counted to three right. So, I got something going for me.
Another bit of controversy that you were somewhat involved in, a couple of years ago, OVW had the Miss OVW contest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that. It was. It was a few years ago. And the winner of that contest won none of the individual competitions at all. OVW, in fact, saw a Twitter campaign demanding that the person that won the most competitions won the contest overall. They overturned their decision and got it on the person that won the most individual competitions. You were involved in that contest. Did you sense chicanery afoot at the time?
I mean, I was really so naive when I started wrestling. So crazy naive. I know I had won the Hula Hoop contest, and that's about all I know. I don't even really remember who won.
That would be a Miss Lodge. Until the overturning, and then Jessie Bell was deemed the winner on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that Jessie Bell had overturned it. I had no clue. I thought it was just Lila.
You can't dispute something if it's on Twitter.
I mean, if it's on Twitter, it's probably the truth, right?
That's my belief.
I feel like I should have been more in that running because, you know, I did win that Hula Hoop contest. I don't know if anyone won more than anyone else.
And that contest with the Hula Hoop, that was a fairly difficult one to win because there's a lot of controversy in that.
You know, I don't know what the controversy was. I won that fair and square. I picked up my hula hoop technique at my Hooters days back when I was a Hooters server. So, I mean, I am undeniably a great hula hooper.
I would say that's very accurate. I saw the competition there. You were hula hooping like no one's business.
Right. I could go for days. I mean, Debbie Bell, like, she was holding her own, but I know the truth that I am the best hula hooper at OVW. To this day, I can guarantee that. I want a rematch of that.
I would enjoy a rematch of the hula hoop competition at OVW.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
Now, in recent days, you've been out of action for a little bit, rehabbing an injury. Do you want to tell the listeners what the status is right now and how the injury's been progressing?
So, I would say, I think it was November 24th I was training. I landed, reared on my hand. I shattered the bone, the middle bone in my hand, into four pieces. I had to have surgery to get the pieces back together. I have a plate now in my hand, seven screws. I healed up within a month sooner than he thought, so I actually returned to the ring this weekend. I had my first match back at Queens of Combat, which was awesome. It was an honor to be there and wrestle with those women. It was awesome. I just got back in the ring yesterday.
Now, when you have something that catastrophic happen to you physically and you have the plate and the screws, that first match yesterday, was there any type of nervousness about how stable that hand was going to be, or did you go in there and wrestle like you always do?
I would say my first match, I had two matches yesterday. My first match, I was a little hesitant. Even though my doctor told me my hand is completely healed and I can go back to doing what I want to do, I still have a bit of pain. It hurts quite a bit here and there. And, I would say my first match yesterday, I was a little bit hesitant. I was a little scared. I still won, just so you know. But, you know, I feel like I could have done better and won quicker.
Do you have any plans whatsoever to utilize the now legal foreign object of a steel plate in your hand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I am just going to wait for it. As of right now, I have a couple fingers that won't go down, but once they go down, I feel like this is going to be that, you know, that a bionic fist.
It worked for Lex Luger.
It did work for Lex Luger. And it's going to work for Ray Lynn, too.
Now, another thing that you've been doing in the not-so-distant past here, the last several months, you've been taking part in the Women of Honor at Ring of Honor. You've had a few matches with them. What has it been like getting in on the ground floor of a actual women's division at Ring of Honor?
I only had one match with Kelly Klein. And after that, I started training at the House of Truth with Truth Martini, which was pretty awesome. It's a really cool opportunity, and I think right now women's wrestling is really progressing, and it's amazing to see what's going on with it. There's so many talented, beautiful women out there, and I think it's awesome that Ring of Honor is getting in on it now, too.
Ring of Honor's had women's matches in their history, but never really a full-blown division. Do you think right now is the perfect time with so many talented female wrestlers that are not signed to the national companies to really kickstart that thing? Do you think that the timing might be better now than any other point
in
their history?
I really do. Like, women's wrestling with Sasha Banks and Bayley doing what they did at NXT, like, just women's wrestling is growing. It's huge. Like, there are so many all-women shows now. It's just crazy.
Now, you have traveled quite a bit in your wrestling career. You've been in the OVW area there in Kentuckiana. You've been up in Pittsburgh, all over the Midwest, into Canada. So far, what has been your personal favorite area for wrestling?
I love going to Toronto. Superkicked is probably my favorite show to wrestle at. I'm pretty sure it's Dylan's too. We just have a lot of fun there. It's a good crowd. It's a good town. It's a fun time.
Now, kind of on the flip side of that, wrestling can be held pretty much anywhere that a ring will fit. I'm sure you've been on shows that featured a fairly odd venue. What's been the oddest venue where you've had to wrestle so far?
There was Dylan saying in the background that we wrestled at a strip club once. He thought that was pretty odd. But I don't know. I wrestled at a venue where the room wasn't even high enough for the wrestlers to stand all the way up once they were in the ring. And I thought that was a little bit more awkward than the strip club.
Were there a lot of headlock takedowns in that particular show?
All of them.
Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT standing by. I know that QT has some questions, so I'll pass you along to him. Does help you.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Ray, during World War II, the Japanese used their pilots as kamikazes, which meant the divine wind. The kamikazes would purposely sacrifice themselves by roaring their aircraft up to top speed and ramming them into our naval ships in the ultimate aerial sacrifice. Do you yourself have some kamikaze-like tendencies in the high aerial assaults from the top rope?
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea where you were going with that one. You kind of threw me through a loop. I'm like, what? I'm a fan of the top rope. It's pretty cool up there. I like to jump off it.
Oh, okay. So you can clarify that you do have some kamikaze-like tendencies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, okay. Well, Ray, my next question. Gene Simmons once said, "The problem with living beyond one's means is simply that there's no room for any flexibility. If the house of cards loses one card, the whole house comes tumbling down. Can the same be said of some wrestling managers, in your opinion, if they manage beyond their means, and will they soon find themselves without talent or prospects?"
I don't understand what you mean by managing beyond your means.
Well, managing beyond one's mean could be meaning several things. It might be taking on too much talent at one time, or maybe managing before you specifically get to know your talent. Yes.
I mean, I don't think there can be too much talent. If you're going to manage talent, you better be talent yourself.
Oh, okay. So do you think that managers should go in before they manage with a vast background of wrestling knowledge themselves, or maybe some wrestling experience at the collegiate level? That's what I'm asking. Yes.
Like I said, I think you have to have talent yourself to be a manager. I don't think you should just be managing and just be there. If you're just going to be like a wallflower, then just go hang out at home.
Oh, okay. Now, do you find, after you hang up the wrestling boots, do you yourself hope to manage one day, maybe at Ohio Valley Wrestling?
I actually manage a lot. I was just out with an injury, and I managed Dylan through my whole injury. I actually managed a couple of females, too, on girls' shows. I'll continue to manage, and that's where I started, too, so.
All right. Can you tell us some of the ladies that you managed, or are men, when you were out with your injury?
I managed Dylan Bostic. I always manage him. We're the Platinum World Tour. I managed Marty Bell, and I managed Veda Scott.
Wow. All right. Very nice. Okay. I didn't hear that.
I said, yes, I know how to pick out talent.
Oh, okay. Well, Ray, on the weekend of May 8th, you got to wrestle in Massachusetts for the first time. Was this for the organization known as Chaotic Wrestling? And if so, can you tell us who you wrestled?
On May 8th, I was not cleared to wrestle. I was not wrestling. I was managing Dylan Bostic, and we were at Chaotic.
Oh, okay. Is that the week that he wrestled Badass Billy Gunn?
That was the weekend he wrestled him.
Oh, all right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that didn't know that your fiancé, Dylan Bostic, wrestled Badass Billy Gunn, how the results came out?
Well, you know, unfortunately, Billy Gunn got the upper hand on that one. You know, things don't always work out in our favor, but I think Dylan might have another dad. He looks an awfully like a lot like Billy Gunn, so.
Wow, all right, okay.
Another illegitimate child of his.
Well, Ray, you went to West Allegheny High School. Can you tell us what the mascot for this high school was?
Oh, man. We were the Indians.
Oh, okay, the Indians, all right.
Yeah.
Now, can you give us your athletic background in high school? What sports did you turn out for?
I played softball. I was a black belt in karate. I did kickboxing, soccer. I didn't play soccer in high school, actually. That was middle school, my bad. Yeah, so mostly I liked, I was really into martial arts. That was my main thing.
Oh, wow, all right. I'm going to guess in softball you played all 4 years.
No, I actually got myself into trouble in my 10th grade year, and I quit playing.
Oh, okay. Now, was this an incident? where you may have punched a girl on the 10th grade team while you were in 10th grade?
I mean, if that's the story we want to go with today, I'll make up different stories every time.
Wow. Oh, okay. Off the record, I'm going to say that, now this is just my guess, you were at bat and an opposing pitcher tried to give you some sweet chin music and aimed at your chin, and you threw the bat at her.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. That was just a wild guess. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. Now, did you have anybody pull off a Sean Penn at your high school and act like a Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and order a sausage and cheese pizza for history class?
I did not. Can't
say that. Okay. All right. What was your favorite subject in high school? Because on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show, it's been proved that your best subject and your wrestling abilities often have a symbiotic relationship.
I liked lunch and I liked gym class.
Oh, all right, lunch and gym class. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ray, this week I had a flash of insight. And for the first time, this was actually on Friday, I realized that a wrestler could have both a heel song and a babyface song for their entrance music. I noticed in your YouTube match with Kelly Klein that you did not have any entrance music, or at least music that I could not hear. Can you confirm that you did not have any entrance music in your match with Kelly Klein?
Was that at Ring of Honor?
Yes.
There was entrance music. And at Ring of Honor,
okay.
You can't use entrance, since it is on television, you can't use entrance music that has been copyrighted. So that's possibly why it wasn't on the video.
Oh, okay. No, I think that was the Ring of Honor match where BJ Whitmer led Kelly Klein down to the ring, and Kelly Klein didn't have a smile on her face. That was the one, right?
Yeah, that's when Kelly Klein became a big bully.
Wow.
That was the very day.
Oh, okay. Now, do you wish that Kelly Klein could have been that pitcher and you threw the bat at Kelly Klein?
Yeah, I'd love to throw a bat at Kelly Klein.
Wow. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, now, in your opinion, should B.J. Whitmer grow his hair out into a mohawk?
I mean, B.J. should do what's comfortable with him for his hair. I'm not really sure people that go bald choose what hairstyle they want, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, in that ROH match, and was Kelly Klein in such a bad mood because she is from the Cincinnati area and the Cincinnati Reds are having a bad year?
Well, probably just because she's from Cincinnati and Cincinnati sucks, period, being that I'm from Pittsburgh, you know.
Oh, okay, yes, all right, okay. Okay, geographically, very different cities and moods. Okay, very good. All right, Lorraine, I have some suggestions. If you want to change your babyface music, can I offer some suggestions that you might mull over in the coming weeks?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, how about My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama by Frank Zappa?
I don't think Miley Cyrus sings that one.
No, she doesn't. Okay. How about If You Can't Live Without Me, Why Aren't You Dead Yet by the May Day Parade?
Yep, Miley Cyrus doesn't sing that one either.
Oh, okay. I think I'm getting a pattern here. You're a huge Miley Cyrus fan, okay, I think. Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that.
Oh, okay. How about Stoned Soul Picnic by the Fifth Dimension?
You've lost me, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, the Fifth Dimension was a kind of like a soul group in the early 70s, and they had like 5 members.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, they're very good. I highly recommend you look up the Fifth Dimension and listen to the song Stoned Soul Picnic. They're very good at harmonizing.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Oh, okay. All right. And the last Babyface song that I might recommend to you is, how about Every Time I Eat Vegetables, It Makes Me Think of You by the Ramones?
You know, I told you, if it's not a Miley Cyrus song, I probably won't use it.
Oh, okay. I just mentioned that Ramones song, because Johnny Ramone often had a kind of a dour expression on his face. He was no nonsense, and he was known by his band as the Sergeant, because he was all business-like. It kind of reminded me of Kelly Klein. He did, yes.
Maybe that's a good song for her.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, I'll probably send Kelly Klein a message asking her if she would like that. Okay, very good, all right. Okay, well, how about your heel? I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, okay. All right, well, here's my suggestions for your heel music. How about You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty?
I don't listen to country.
Okay, you don't listen to country. I've got to mark that down, okay. How about Satan Gave Me a Taco by Beck?
Tacos are pretty cool.
Oh, all right, okay. Now, what's your favorite taco stand there in the Pittsburgh area? That's what we want to know.
I'm a big fan of Tekka, and then there's another one called Mad Max.
Oh, all right. So you rate Azteca way above Taco Del Mar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, how about I Saw an X-Ray of a Girl Passing Gas by the Butthole Surfers?
Where are you finding these songs?
I'm somewhat of a musicologist. I like studying the history of music and the decades of music. Yes.
Yeah. It's a very unique list.
It is eclectic, yes. Okay, I'll just put down you're probably not too enthusiastic of I Saw an X-Ray of a Girl Passing Gas. Okay. How about Put Your Big Toe in the Milk of Human Kindness by Elvis Costello?
These names are more interesting than the songs, probably.
Yes.
There they are.
Okay,
we're
well, I'll
go on that one, Jill.
Oh, all right, okay. And how about how about the Mystical Potato Head Groove Thing by Joe Satriani?
Wow. they did a lot of drugs back then, huh?
Oh, I don't know about Joe Satriani. But that is kind of a strange title.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no on that one, too.
Oh, okay. All right. How about I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bone by the Hoosier Hotshots?
Bananas are pretty good. Like tacos. You have me at food.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. I'll put a star by that one. How about Psychiatric Explorations of the Fetus with Needles by the Flaming Lips?
Disgusting. Sounds pretty gross.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that has to do with, like, amniocentesis or something like that. Yes. Okay. How about Birth, School, Work, Death by the Godfathers?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, I'm putting okay. All right. How about 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds by the Jefferson Airplane?
You said if it's not Miley Cyrus, I don't really want to use it.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be pretty much my last one. Let me see, how would you say, trivia-wise, do you know where the Jefferson Airplane originated from?
No.
San Francisco, 1966.
Oh, wow.
And they had their lead singer, Grace Slick. Yes. Grace Slick.
I never heard of them.
Oh, okay. Well, they had that famous 1967 album, Surrealistic Pillows.
Yep, I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ray, now the year is fastly going by. We're already one quarter of the way over. Do you have any special Halloween plans?
Not yet. I usually end up wrestling on Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, Ray, I'd like to read you a passage from a book I got from the author is Ian Hamilton, and it's called Wrestling's Sinking Ship. What happens to an industry? Oh, okay. Okay, I'll dive right in. Okay. This is page 181, scene 3, Who's Your Daddy? And it goes like this. When the storyline between Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio originally started as an innocent skirmish between tag team partners, nobody could have dreamt that it would have been a ratings draw, let alone become the reason why SmackDown was pulling in large Hispanic audiences every Thursday night. On the face of things, the angle should have finished after Eddie's heel turn on Rey before Judgment Day in May. But since there was nothing ready for either man to walk into once the feud was completed, they decided to extend it with their own creative input. The only question was, after having seemingly exhausted the usual formula for a wrestling feud, what could they do to keep the fans interested? The result was disturbing, to say the least. Now, my question is, are there pretty good storylines, maybe not up to par with the Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, Who's Your Daddy storyline in Ohio Valley Wrestling?
Repeat that.
What are there any interesting storylines that you have observed or participated in Ohio Valley Wrestling?
There are always interesting storylines going on, but, you know, there's a lot of things that have already been done before, and, like, it's really, I don't know, like, a lot of it, I've seen, I was like, oh, that's cool, but I know, like, variations of it had been done, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Are you yourself familiar with that book, Wrestling's Sinking Ship?
I am not a huge reader.
Oh, okay. Well, are there any books that stand out in your mind that you have read about wrestling or ones that you would recommend?
I have never read a book about wrestling, but I do read books. Oh, wait. No. I have, like, a DVD collection of wrestling stuff, but no books.
Oh, wow, a DVD collection. Okay. Do you have any autographed DVDs? And if so, can you name your top 3 autographed DVDs?
Well, I autograph all my DVDs. It doesn't matter what they are. I wrote my name on them. It makes them more special.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, do you plan to put out any action figures of yourself?
Maybe someday.
Do you hope to make it to the Cauliflower Alley Club?
Um, We'll see.
Oh, okay. All right, well, at this time, I am going to pass it back over to Sunday, and I hope that you look up some of those heel and babyface songs that I recommended. Yes.
I probably won't, but thank you.
Oh, okay. Back to you, Sunday.
Thank you, QT. Well, Ray Lynn, I believe now is the perfect time to ask you this. What's the strangest thing have you ever been asked during an interview?
The strangest thing I've ever been asked during an interview. Oh, I don't know. I get asked so much weird stuff, and I'm just like, I don't even know. But a lot of times people ask if me and Dylan are a real couple. And I think that's kind of strange because we're everywhere together and it's pretty obvious.
You are the Platinum World Tour.
Right. So, I mean, I kind of think that question's strange.
Now, can we ask if you have removed box jumping from any type of future training regimen?
Oh yeah, there's no box jumping for Dylan ever. No, we don't do that. We do different things now. Slightly less dangerous things. That was pretty horrific. I think I was worse than him with that one. That really scared me.
It scared me and I wasn't even there.
Oh, it's so gross.
Well, we have a game we like to play on the show called Word Association, a little psychological test. I'll throw out the name of a few people that you have come across in your career and the first word or two that pops into your head to describe that person. That's the answer. Are you prepared to play a round of Word Association?
All right, let's do it.
All right. First name, Heidi Loveless.
Awesome.
Taylor Hendricks.
Beautiful.
Jesse Bell.
Crazy.
Dean Hill.
Who?
Dean Hill.
He's a great guy.
Jesse Godders.
Hilarious.
Michael Hayes.
I don't know him very well.
Rip Rogers.
Insane.
Rob Conway.
Jack.
Lila Lodge.
Cupcakes.
Casey Carlisle.
Ouch.
Mickey Knuckles.
Badass.
Carrie Awful.
I don't think I know him.
Last name, Bobby Black.
Badass Bobby Black.
You forgot Cameron Starr.
Cameron Starr.
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember, sorry. Oh, she's the Wonder Woman chick, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, Ray Lynn, now that you've got a couple of matches under your belt, do you have any fear going forward about the hand injury, or do you think after last night you're pretty comfortable taking on a full wrestling schedule again without any problems?
I am comfortable taking on a full wrestling schedule. I have a full wrestling schedule coming up. Things are about to get really crazy. Platinum World Tour is going to be like world domination tour this year.
Would that mean you're coming to the Pacific Northwest at all?
We'll see. We don't have anything planned as of right now, but we're really trying to go everywhere.
I can confirm that Pacific Northwest does have a lot of promotions, and there's some people with a whole lot of Dylan Bostic merchandise in their place.
Well, you tell them to give us a call, and we'll come out.
Most definitely. Now, I know you have to take off here in the next few minutes, so I want to give you plenty of time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote everything you got, social medias, merchandise, upcoming shows, anything at all, floor is all yours.
All right, so I'll start off with next week. Me and Dylan will be turning to Super Kits. I will be debuting the next day at a place called Keystone Professional Wrestling. It's in Lancaster, PA. It's an all-woman show. I'll be going against a girl named Maria Manick. So we have a full weekend that weekend. The weekend after, we have another full weekend. I can't completely say what we're doing yet, so that'll be a surprise. I have a new T-shirt coming out at ProWrestlingTees.com. That should be coming out within the new week or the next week or so. Platinum World Tour, that's me and Dylan. We are coming out with a new shirt, also on Pro Wrestling Tees. That'll be out in the next week or so as well.
All right. Well, Ray Lynn, I know you have to get going here, so I want to...
Going to plug the Twitter real quick?
Oh,
so
yeah. Plug me if you want.
At Ray underscore L-Y-N. That's my Twitter handle. Follow me there, and you can keep updated with everything we're doing.
All right. Well, I know you had to get going today, so I want to thank you very much for stopping by. Glad to hear that the hand is healed up, and hopefully we'll see you out this way at some point in the next year.
Sounds good.
All right, fans, if you get our pleasure. And fans, if you get a chance to see Ray Lynn and Dylan Bostic at an arena near you, definitely take advantage of that. Very talented people, both singly and as a unit. So check out the Platinum World Tour. And a couple of show notes. If you happen to be looking for some professional wrestling this afternoon, KDW running down in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena today. And as usual, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. 1 week from today, don't forget Piper Palooza 2, the second annual Roddy Piper Memorial Show. Kevin Sullivan making his first ever appearance in the state of Oregon. QT, that should be huge.
That is going to be huge, Sun Guy. Just about as huge as this new format, heel and baby face entrance music suggestions. Well, with Ray, I did my second one, and I'm going to try to contact Paul Moonshine and do some suggestions with him. That's going to be huge.
Have you noticed not one of your suggestions has been taken thus far out of the 20 thrown out there?
Well, it takes time to grow on a person, yes. My guess is that Ray is going to go back and look up probably the Ramones, and then she's going to look up the Jefferson Airplane, yes.
Despite the fact that she said she probably would not.
Well, yes, but then the idea gets turning in her head, yes. Just wait till you see who I'm going to suggest to Paul Moonshine, heel and babyface, on his Facebook page. He's going to look forward to that and probably end up thanking me, yes, because he really does need some entrance music, yes.
Doesn't he have entrance music?
I don't think, well, he has something like an Appalachian folk song, but he doesn't really have any words to this, yes.
I see.
No words to that song, yes.
All right.
Now, Sandra, I was very amazed. I just threw out a wild guess as to why Ray got in trouble on her softball team, and I was dead on. Yes.
She said that is exactly what the story is today, yes.
Well, you know, sweet chin music, you know, sometimes you hear that phrase when pitchers throw at batters. Yes.
Now, QT, can you confirm that you have ever had a bat thrown at you at any point in time?
I've had a wiffle ball bat thrown at me, yes.
And were you able to duck in time?
Yes, I did. Yes.
All right. Have you ever,
on
the flip side, thrown a bat at someone else?
No, but I've whipped someone with Hot Wheel tracks once, yes.
What was the reaction from the whippy?
Oh, they pretty much laughed, yes.
All right.
Hot Wheel tracks have a lot of bend to them. But more important than bending Hot Wheel tracks, Simon, I'd like to inform our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that you have moved residences in the Seattle area and how that came along yesterday. That's what they want to know.
Can you repeat that one more time?
How you move from your current longtime residence to a new residence in the Seattle area is going, and if it is complete.
Not totally complete. Hopefully later today it will be, but mostly complete.
Wow, okay. Now, did longtime Turnbuckle Turmoil staff member Dimitri show up yesterday?
I did not see him. I believe he and Zay were at training most of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fairly good excuse. How about the guy that is battling a transgender bathroom issue at the moment, Devin South Park Bellinger? Did he show up to help you?
I saw none of the versions of him.
Oh, come on! There's plenty of versions of him to go around. Yes.
That's true. He's a lot of different people in that one messed up brain of his.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, now, Simon, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who is coming up on your show that you co-host on Wednesday, Total Divas and Total Dudes?
That would be Total Dudes with Sungai and Rex. I have not gotten confirmation on a guest as of yet. I believe Rex was working on that, but no confirmation as of yet.
All right, who will be on Turnbuckle Turmoil Friday? This coming Friday.
Next Friday, we have. Let me get my book out here so I can accurately say this.
Oh, okay.
It is Donovan Danhausen.
And will this Donovan Danhausen? And will this conclude the Dan month?
It will. It will complete Dan month. Donovan Danhausen, final member of Dan month.
Oh, okay. Now, where is this Donovan Dan out of?
He originally is out of the Midwest, has relocated to the Orlando, Florida area.
Oh, okay. They've got a good space program going on down there.
Indeed. Have you ever been down there to take part in the space program?
I've been to northeast Florida, near the Panhandle, near Jacksonville, but that was strictly Coast Guard training. Yes.
I see.
Near the Georgia-Florida state line. Yes.
Now, isn't that the name of a band that Devin South Park Bellinger loves, when he's under the guise of Rex Razor Sharp?
Oh, wow. I myself don't quite know Devin South Parker's musical preferences.
Well, I believe it changes depending on his personality, of course, but I believe when he is Rex Razor Sharp, it is Florida, Georgia state line or some such thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I might have to question him about that. Of course, my top priority remains contacting Paul Moonshine by the I'm going to say the 2:22 mark in this afternoon, 2 o'clock and 22 minutes. Yes.
All right. I'm sure Paul sitting at the table with a bottle of Shine in one hand and a tablet in the other, just anxiously awaiting that.
Oh, well, he probably is. You know, I have a some type of a communication system with him. Yes, okay. Well, Zion, who do we have coming up Sunday? What's that? Oh, boy. They're stopping. Yeah, that would be huge with Paul Moonshine. Yes.
Well, next Sunday we have former ladies wrestler Princess Victoria.
Oh, okay, Princess Victoria. Now, is she indeed, can you confirm that she is out of Victoria, Columbia?
I believe she wrestled there quite often. She wrestled for Al Tomko as well as Don Owens in this area, so I'm sure she hit the Victoria area quite regularly in her career.
Wow, all right. There's probably a chance that she's taken a ferry ride, too.
I would suspect she has.
I think there's several questions I've already I can ask her about this. Yes.
It's all going to be bands that could have performed her music during her active wrestling career.
Oh, that'd be huge, yes. And now, when are you getting? Are you insinuating that she's retired?
She has been retired for many, many years. Her career cut short due to a very tragic injury.
Oh, wow, okay. So you're saying that she's been retired as many years as Brittany Brown?
Longer.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow, so she may have, she may have grown up and seen some of the old Portland wrestling. That's very interesting. Yes.
She actually took part in some of the old Portland wrestling, having worked for Don Owens.
Wow, all right. Now, I wonder if her favorite character was Ed Wiskowski's Maharishi, I Am Ed.
Possibly.
That was one of my favorite characters, yes.
Really more so than Sam Oliver Bass?
Yes, and more so than Billy Jerk Haynes.
Wow. Yeah, that guy flipped out after his promotion folded and he had to go back to Don Owens.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. Well, QT, with that, I guess we will wrap this thing up. Thank you to Ray Lynn for taking time out of her day to be with us here today. And get out there, support your local professional wrestling. Piper Palooza number 2 on tap for next week. And we will be back with you next Friday. We wrap up Dan Month with Donovan Danhausen.
And one last thing, Sign. Can you tell us, can you give us a hint where the next Sign of the Times might come from?
Somewhere undisclosed.
Oh, all right, undisclosed. That's usually okay, par for the course. Okay. All right, very good.